you know, you guys have been given $1,000 for VITA tax expenses, which have mainly been used for paper and other supplies. The IRS provides the envelopes and the program for the volunteers to do the tax returns. Campus in the past has provided money through this grant, which I didn't get this year, and technical support. So they're still providing the technical support for the coordinators and the volunteers, you know, statewide that do this tax preparation. But, you know, so I told Jody, I mean, it's in our council minutes. The council voted at our last meeting that we would support her and this program for another year with these funds that we have. But I said, I can't. That's above my pay grade. You know what I mean? That's something that you guys probably need to weigh in on. So what questions do you have? And I'll do my best to answer them.
Well, I think first and foremost, just with the sheer number of people that the VITA program has helped, by far, and I'm not degrading any other program that the extension has.
No, but it's very impactful.
It's the most impactful and effective program that you guys do in Taney County at the moment, I believe.
Yes.
It helping the number of people that it does. So I think before you let that expire, I think there needs to be a secondary conversation. Not guaranteeing that we can help with it, but we need to know.
How much was the grant, do you know?
Well, she made, I don't know. I've never seen the grant. She told me that she made $22.31 an hour as the coordinator.
And it was 25 hours a week,
14 weeks. So the way I look at the funds class balance, if you add the $1,000 that was approved for the 2026 budget year, there's about $7,200 there. It was my recommendation to her that, you know, there will be some expenses for paper and things like that. Now, there's some supplies carried over, but in their funds class balance over 23 years in that account, there's currently like $6,200 some odd. And so if you add the 1,000 to it, that's 7,200. And so, you know, I told her, I'm like, first of all, she was trying to justify the program, you know, I'm like, you don't have to do that. We think it's great. You know, the council thinks it's great. I think it's great. I think the commissioners like it. You don't need to do that. But I said, there's no way we can pay you what you were making. I mean, it just the money's not there, at least on for what we have. So we recommended, I suggested, because she asked, well, what does Melissa make an hour? And so I said, well, that's what she makes. So she was fine with that. So all in all, if we pay her to be the coordinator, we're looking at about $5,656 is the way I calculated. Now, that this is a little bit above. When she would have been at the university, she would have got a W-2 and it took out payroll taxes. And I told her, I'm like, I'm not counting any payroll taxes in here. So then I thought, well, let's look into what the legality is of paying her a stipend. And so I talked to MU Extension and they said, that's legal. You don't have a problem with that. And I asked Jody, she's a tax person, and she don't deal with 1099 months, so she didn't really provide me the answer I was looking for. But then it becomes a matter of, you know, she would have been paid every 2 weeks on the grant, and, you know, that's something we could do. But I don't want to get into where, I don't know what the rules are there. Like, is there a 1099 limit, you know what I mean? Which we don't want to do a 1099 if we have to, because it'll eat her up in taxes. And the way this is, if you write a stipend, then there wouldn't be any payroll taxes taken out, you know, because she'd be making quite a bit less. I mean, 2231 versus 1615. And the council thought this is the best way that they could support her in this program with the funds that they have already earmarked for this without any additional funds from the county. The other thing is that I had asked Jody to protect Melissa's time through the end of January, if she could at all, because she has to close her budget and turn it into campus. She has to put the budget in. You know, we're planning the annual dinner. She's working on the annual report. And, she'll get, in the first 2 weeks of this tax thing, she'll get 200 phone calls in a day. I mean, it's nuts. And there is no way she can answer them, so then she, you know, has to listen to the messages. And that was a deal breaker for Jody, which is fine. She's like, we have to we have to start. Because I was wanting to protect Melissa's time so she could do that. And I said, well, how about let's pay her a little extra to deal with all this trouble. And Jody was fine with that, and the council was fine with that too. So originally, we wasn't going to have her start taking appointments till the end of January, but she's going to start taking appointments the day after the holiday, so January 20th.
Okay.
And and we'll be right in the thick of the busiest month that Melissa has as an office manager. And so, anyway, that was a recommendation. So all in all, what Jody and I had kind of worked out was, you know, of the money they have, they would spend down all but about $800 of that. And if the program not funded next year through a grant, then the program's dead. And honestly, that I don't know where that $800 would go. I think it'd go back to the county because, I mean, there's some grant money she's got over the years that are put in there. You know what I mean? But, you know, I just wanted to be perfectly clear with her that if the grant doesn't happen next year, then the only way to fund this is, I mean, she would want money from you guys to do it because the council's willing to spend the funds they have that have been earmarked for this to make it happen this year. But after this year, we won't have those funds.
Okay.
So then it'll be a different discussion. You understand?
Okay.
So
we'll bring it. We'll circle back to this, and we need to know that before we get to that time. When would they know if there will be funding? Is there any ideas?
There is no funding this year.
No, for next year.
That's a good question. I would say fall for sure. I mean, that may happen way before then, but, you know, this year there was some talk about it might happen, it might not happen, it might happen, it might not happen, and finally about November they said it's not happening.
Well, I would suggest that we get notified by no later than September.
Okay.
That way we can get some discussion time in and
let us know what the
need is.
What scuttlebutt will be.
Yeah,
right.
You may not know for sure until, like he said, November.
Right. So for this year, you know, I mean, she's going to start taking appointments January 20th. The phone rings off the hook now, and Jody and I discussed, you know, how do I protect Melissa's time? You know what I mean? She's got a job to do other than just take tax appointments. And so what we come up with, if you should call down there, you're going to hear a recording that says, you know, starting to take tax appointments on January 20th. If it's not related to a tax appointment, leave a message. And so, you know, she calls them back, which when I got here, she was on the phone with somebody that had left a message that wasn't tax related. But otherwise, I mean, she's going to answer the phone. She might as well take their appointment. You know, it's just like, well, call back at January 20th. But so anyway, that was my suggestion to the council, and they were fine with that. And so I just wanted you guys to know that's what I've got her doing so that she can work on her other things. But for this year, the goal is that she will start taking appointments January 20th. And I don't know. This would be a question you'd have to ask Jody, I guess. I mean, If Jody is not going to be compensated for being the coordinator, whether she'll volunteer time to do this or not, I don't know.
Okay.
But what I can tell you is, based on our funds class balance, and I assume David gets those, if you add the funding for the fiscal year 2026, there is $7,200 and some change that is designated for VITA tax. And the council, I mean, it's like, we don't care if we spend all of it. I mean, they believe in this program, mm-hmm. as you do. So this year, we could move forward and compensate her, which I think she deserves, but that's not my call to make. But, you know, next year, it'd be a different situation. It'd be a situation of whether we're going to continue this program or not, depending on what happens with the grant.
Okay. All right. Kyle, thank you very much for the question.
Just let me know or Melissa know, because Jody's going to be asking.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. Next, we have court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. With us this morning from Taney County Clerk Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison. Taney County Assessor's Office, we have Ms. Margaret Salgado, along with Taney County Assessor, Mr. Davey Wilson. Good morning, everyone. We'll start off first with the personal property abatements and add-on report for December 2025.
I'm sorry, Nick. Did you say we personal property abatement add-on report?
Yes.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal property abatement and add-on report for December 2025.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, next we have abatement number 215077 for clerical error.
Label Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated January
13th, 2026.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the real estate paid abatements.
Exhibit B, move to approve Exhibit B dated 1/13/26.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Lastly, we have the personal property paid abatements. Looks like a titling error on this one. Should have been under a different channel.
Yep. Label Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C dated 1/13/26.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs at 10 a.m. I have 9:58 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.